You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
And some of y'all are too passive. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. They're hurting the ministry when they come outside of unity. What do you mean you don't want to confront it? You better confront it. If it's in your sector and you see an attitude, you should go, brother, you got to change that. That ain't right. Sister, you got to listen. You need to comply. Where you at? I don't like people in my business. Don't worry about that. That's all child. That's what children do. Get out of my business. If you put it on Facebook, it ain't your business. I see you.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Uplift Your Confidence. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalm 27, verses 1 through 4.
I got a download from God. Somebody is going to get some confidence up in here. And when we all begin to shine with confidence, we become a torch. When your little candle of confidence come together in this house and we become a torch, hallelujah, in the presence of the Lord, we will light up this community like a beacon with those who are out in the sea somewhere drifting. They'll be able to say, I found anchorage. I found stability at Truth Revealed. You know why? Because the Lord is our light and our salvation. And whom shall we fear? Glory to God. Somebody, I'm going to preach hell. I'm preaching darkness out of somebody. I believe God is going to bring you out. I believe God is going to lift your head up so you can walk around not with pride, but you need some self-confidence and some God confidence. I don't care what it looks like. Don't you tell me God can't turn it around. He can turn it around. You got to do what you need to do. If you need to take a little medication before he turn it around, take your medication. If you need to go ahead and praise before he turn it around, go ahead and praise. Do what you need to do so God can do what he's going to do. You're not messing God up when you do a little medicine. You're not messing God up when you eat a little bit of cereal. I know you need some strength. Do what you need to do so God can do what he need to do. Don't tell me God's gonna work it out and you don't go to work. Do what you need to do and watch God do what he needs to do. Let me prophesy, somebody's about to get a promotion. He just dropped it in my spirit and told me to release it. God is my life and my salvation. So I'm going to say what he said. You're not expecting this promotion. You didn't even apply for it. And they're going to let you know. We've been watching you and we're about to lift you up. Glory to God. Touch your neighbor and say, I'm feeling my help. I'm feeling my help. I'm feeling my help. I'm feeling my help. I'm feeling my help this morning. I'm feeling my help. I'm feeling my help. Somebody's about to rise. Glory to God. Let me tell you about confidence. I didn't have that in my notes, but he dropped it in my spirit, and I'm speaking it. And when it happens, you ought to come back and testify. I wasn't expecting it, but God brought me out. The man said, uplift, and the Holy Ghost said, because you opened it up, hallelujah. I'm saying, Abata, be open to somebody. God is about to uplift you and give you an incentive to keep moving forward. Expect something in your check that you weren't expecting. Oh, to God. I don't know what's happening. Maybe a better rating. Something's about to happen, but some increase is coming into your checks. Glory to God. A higher social, intellectual, and moral level or condition. A spiritual, emotional, a higher social, intellectual, moral level or condition. That's to lift, to uplift. A higher social, intellectual, moral or condition. Your condition is about to change. For some reason, I see cracked leather. but I see mink oil. And I see a towel, and Holy Ghost is going to take oil and rub it into your cracks and smooth out your crack level. The condition of your situation is about to change as God starts oiling it or anointing it. Glory to God. I know you dealt with the myrrh, and I know you've dealt with the cinnamon, and I know you've dealt with the frankincense, and I know you dealt with all of that, and God had Moses to mix it all together, and God is about to mix some stuff that you've been going through. The myrrh represents your hard trials, glory to God. The cinnamon represents the victories, hallelujah, and God is going to take all of the things that you've gone through, and he's going to use it, and he's going to apply it according to your faith and your ability, and he's going to cause it, glory to God, to change your condition. Let me tell you something. All of us are different, but God knows how to apply my myrrh and your myrrh, glory to God, which may be different from each other, but because the oil is with it, he's able to change our condition and make us shine in the midst of a situation or bad situation. And I'm here to tell you right now, the oil is going to be applied to your sorrows, your victories, your setbacks, and God is about to cause it to change your condition. Somebody's condition is about to change. I'm talking about uplift. God says, I'm not even going to wait for your confidence to come. I'm going to change your condition so your confidence will come. Jesus. God says, I'm about to raise your spiritual or emotional heights. I'm about to raise your spiritual and emotional heights. Your mentality is about to change. You've been dragging your confidence in the mud. It's coming out the mud. Spiritual or emotional heights. We sing the song, we exalt thee. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, I'm about to exalt your confidence. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm about to raise it up. Your confidence is about to be raised up. It should not be a tithe to Bill. It should be a tithe to the Lord. The Lord is my light. Because he's my light and my salvation, I'm not going to fear. Glory to God. Lift him up because he's going to elevate you. Ron Canole sung it years ago, 30 years ago. Lift him up. His name be lifted higher. Lift him up. Glory to God. Lift him up. Glory to God. If you lift him up, you're going to experience elevation. Because if he goes up, hallelujah, in the harbor, all things rise when the water levels rise. When you lift him up, everything rises. Let's look at confidence. It is the belief or conviction. The belief or conviction that an outcome will be favorable. Confidence now is the belief. It's not even your physical strength. It is a belief, glory to God, that things are about to shift and to change. Glory, hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. It is confidence that God is about to change your situation. Glory to God. Sister, go and get my phone, please. It is confidence that your moral and your spiritual is about to elevate. It's about to change. Confidence has nothing to do with physical strength. It's a belief that things are about to change. So I believe by the time I get home, things will be different. Glory to God. Man, I'm just fascinated with Jesus. He's approached by a centurion. This is a man that's in the military. This is a man that's in the army, the Roman army. And he comes to Jesus and said, I have a situation in my house. I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. I've sinned against you. I'm not worthy to even lift up my head. But if you can just speak a word, if you can speak a word, I just believe by the time I get home, things will be a little different. Glory to God, hallelujah. By the time I get home, things will be different. And the Bible said, Jesus looked at this man, began to palpitate. My God, I've been in Israel. These are my people. And I haven't seen this kind of faith in all of Israel. From the mountains of Naphtali, glory to God, to the Jordan River. From the Mediterranean Sea to the Euphrates, I found not one that have that kind of faith to believe if I can speak it. By the time I get home, things will be different. Be it unto you even according to your faith. And guess what? God raised up that man's situation. And God is about to raise up your situation. And the devil is a liar. Can the church say amen? Devil is a liar.
Yes, he is.
Confidence is a major condition here. Not only is he going to lift you up, but you got to get this. Confidence is belief.
Yes.
That God is going to lift it up. It's a belief or conviction that an outcome will be favorable. Write it in your notes. Most of the things you fear are not going to happen. That's why we can't let fear dictate. At the same time, God doesn't want us to be ignorant. He wants us to be wise, prudent, sagacious. He wants us to count up the cost. Glory to God. And so counting up the cost is a part of being mature, but you can't let fear drive you. Confidence says, I believe that a favorable outcome will come as long as I do what I'm supposed to do. No one can live their life successfully without confidence. Write it down. It is also a certainty, a quality of being certain, a quality of being certain about the ability, about your abilities, or having trust in the people that are around you. This is tougher now. It is the quality of being certain of your ability and having trust in the people that are around you. So in church, we not only should have confidence in God, on your job as well, you got to learn how to have confidence in partnerships. Now, you don't put total confidence in partnerships, but if you only trust God and you don't learn to trust people, you're not going to get the job done. Synergy requires for us to come together as a team. If I'm preaching, ain't he all right? Yeah. Ain't he all right? And all you saying is amen, and there's no action afterwards. Then all I'm going to be doing is becoming a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Because love will require for an action to take place after the message is being preached. I got to trust you with that part. If you're a ministerial leader, I can't go to every situation. I got to trust you that you're going to pull people back to the plumb line. And when they praise you, you're not going to let it go to your head. Let me say it again because I didn't get any amens. I have to trust you that the ministry you've been given, you will be a good steward over it. That even if people tell you, you did a good job, you should be the pastor. You're going to say, you know what? Y'all going too far with this now. You did all right when you say good job, but don't be come talking that noise all up in my ear with that stuff I ain't trying to hear. You need to get back. You don't know me like that. And some of y'all are too passive. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. They're hurting the ministry when they come outside of unity. What do you mean you don't want to confront it? You better confront it. If it's in your sector and you see an attitude, you should go, brother, you got to change that. That ain't right. Sister, you got to listen. You need to comply. Where you at? I don't like people in my business. Don't worry about that. That's all child. That's what children do. Get out of my business. If you put it on Facebook and it ain't your business, I see you. You're not private if you go public on Facebook about your thoughts. We got to go to each other. That's what God requires. You know how many people come to me? You didn't pronounce that word right. So and so and so. You know what I say? Thank you very much. I don't take it personal. I do kind of look at them, you know, like, hey, that's all you remember? Oh, my God. I said a whole lot. That's all you remember? See, let me tell you what you said. You got to go back. Okay. I spoke for an hour. Did you remember anything else? But you know what? I say to them, thank you very much. I want to be a better pastor. I do. I know I'll never be Moses. I'll never be articulate as Ahithophel. Not that Bible says he spoke as an angel. Glory to God. We got to be who we are, right? But I have to trust you that you're going to handle things right. You got to trust children when you leave them home, that they're not going to turn your house into a party. You better check on them. Lest you get shot. I saw Ray Parker Jr. the other day. I couldn't believe it was him. He didn't look the same. Y'all don't know Ray Parker Jr., but that's okay. That's the man who sung, "A woman needs love just like you do. Don't kid yourself." Yeah. Okay, Ray Parker Jr. If I left you in charge, you had to preach. You mean tell me you're just going to get up with three words? I got to trust that you're going to study to show yourself approved unto God. You're going to spend time in the scriptures. You're going to talk to God about the message. You're not going to covenant with the people. You got to preach to God. What does God want you to say? What does God want them to hear? What does God want them to feel? What does God want them to do? How do you tie it into what we're doing? That would be your responsibility. When I sat in the seat and I had an opportunity to speak before he brought me into leadership, I was always concerned about how the pastor would flow. Not just people. I had a group of people while I was in that church that called me, actually two prophetess that called me and asked me to meet them. And they said, the Lord told us to tell you, you're going to be the new pastor. I said, really? Yeah, you're going to be the new pastor. I sat right there. I sat right there 2 hours and gave me prophecies. 100% of what they said came to pass. But this is how I handled it. As soon as they finished prophesying, I got in my car, rode all the way to the pastor's house. I said, this is what just happened in your church. I received a prophecy from two ladies, and this is what they said. And I think you need to know what's going on here. He said, you have wisdom. You have wisdom. He said, you have more wisdom than me, because I don't know if I would have said that. I would have hidden it. I said, I don't want anything on my plate. I don't want anything on my plate. And I think you need to know you're endorsing these people, and they need to come to you with that before they come to me. He said, you have a lot of wisdom. God is going to take you far. And everything they said came to pass. He had a heart attack, and he asked me to come to his bedside, and he said, I want you to take the ministry. That's how it happened. And everything they said came to pass. But how do you handle it? I'm not concerned about what they say. How do you handle it? What do you do with the information? Where are your loyalty lines? I actually told him when I was leaving, I said, you should talk to the pastor about what you're speaking to me. And God made sure my heart was sanctified. That's why any insurrection here, I come against it. I didn't sow it. And if you're that kind of person, you ever become a pastor, well, you're ministering and getting around people that tell you you're wonderful, and you draw that to you. When you start a church, you'll have the same kinds of divisions. You'll be waking up at night. What are they meeting for? They didn't speak to me. You'll be wondering about every little group coming together. I don't care. I go to sleep because I didn't sow that. And any harvest that comes to me that I didn't sow, I send it back to hell from where it came from. Man, I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. You don't sow division, you don't have to take division. You don't sow separation, you don't have to take separation. You don't sow backbiting, you don't have to take it. An enemy came up among us. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to God. Write it down. Stress levels and vulnerability will affect your confidence. Write it down. Stress can exacerbate. It can worsen. That's what exacerbate means. Both physical and emotional levels or conditions. It can exacerbate or worsen spiritual or emotional vulnerabilities. So the more stress you have, you can see a worsening of your vulnerabilities. That's just basic knowledge. Don't tell me you're an ironclad. You will shame yourself if you don't correct yourself. Because stress can worsen your vulnerability. Stress strips armor. Thank you, Lord. Stress strips breastplate. Stress strips or takes off helmet. Stress will strip belt of truth. You will loosen it. You will even compromise truth. If you got an increase of stress levels, glory to God, hallelujah. Stress will make your shield of faith brass versus gold. Oh my God. Stress will dull your sword of the spirit. In other words, the word won't cut you like it used to. Help me, Jesus. What I'm teaching right now is more powerful than you realize because it will make you vulnerable. Glory to God. Glory to God. When David was going against Goliath, Saul tried to give him his armor. David said, I haven't proven it. Oh. Glory to God. If I try to wear something that you have been equipped with, I won't be agile. Because the way I'm going to defeat this enemy here is not based on what you have. It's based on what God has shielded me with. Glory to God. Notice the lad did not go to him with a railing accusation. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that comes against the armies of God? And he began to move with him as he's quoting and confessing his confidence in God, not in himself. But if he was full of anxiety, it would exacerbate his ability to be agile as he's moving against the giant. And many of us are taking unnecessary hits. You know why? Because our stress level is to such a degree we haven't cast the cares on the Lord. Fear has taken over us. We don't know why we're being hit the way we're being hit. And God wants you to get your feet back on the ground and start putting confidence in the Lord, not in you or your ability to think, but in the Lord. Hallelujah. And when you do, he puts a breastplate of righteousness on you. He crowds, covers your head with the helmet of salvation. He sharpens the sword of the Spirit. He tightens the belt of truth, glory to God. He gives you a blessed praise, a breastplate of righteousness that enemy doesn't feel like he can just get you to do anything. You're wearing the righteousness on your chest. Can somebody say amen? Amen. And you're able to do what no other power can do. Bring back the head of your enemy and lay it at the feet of your champion. Glory to God. Some of us are coming back without the heads of our enemies. We should see evidence that you're in a battle, but you were victorious. I know you can learn from your battle, but why not bring evidence back that I went through it and I came out victorious and I didn't lose anything when I went through this storm. I didn't lose any of my armor when I went through. I didn't lose any of my dignity. Come on, women, you're about to step into a conference and God is going to give you confidence. I speak to the confidence. There are too many women that's going to come and they need to see not just boldness. They need to see unflagging zeal. I'm resilient. I can bounce back. God is about to do something fresh in my life and God is about to do something fresh in your life. Come on, ladies, you're not just stepping into a moment. God is about to do something through you that's going to impact the region. And don't let the devil have any victory over your life.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Uplift Your Confidence, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Abishai Inspired Men, Monday Night Football is back. Wear your favorite team jersey and join us on October 14th at 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall, where the Bills and Jets will square off. Refreshments will be served, and Bishop will kick off the evening with a quick word of brotherly love. Are you ready for some football? And men, get ready, get ready, get ready for Legatus, the 2025 Men's Advanced Reloaded on Friday and Saturday, January 10th and 11th. Registration is now open, so visit our website, truthrevealed.org, check out the mobile app, or scan the QR code in the foyer. You do not want to miss this experience, so save the dates and schedule a reminder, and we will see you at Truth Revealed. October is Pastor Appreciation Month. So get ready to celebrate a shepherd who leads tirelessly to make a difference in our church and community. So visit some love on our website, truthrevealed.org, or the Truth Revealed mobile app. Cash App is also available at Truth Revealed too. Checks should be payable to Truth Revealed and Pastor Appreciation should be indicated on the memo line. New members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.